Today, millions of parents will receive another payment from the government. It's the Enhanced Child Tax Credit, part of the COVID response bill passed in March. But the future of this program is iffy. There is one last monthly payment guaranteed in December, and then it's up to Congress to decide what's next. Let's talk to Jill Schlesinger, business analyst at CBS News and the host of Jill on Money. And Jill, the Enhanced Child Credit, these payments have been going to millions of parents every month since July. How important has this money been in this crazy time?
Well, I mean, considering that we're talking about, according to the Treasury, 77 million folks here, this is a lot. And, you know, what's been fascinating is to hear the discussion around how these payments have lifted so many out of poverty. Child poverty, a chronic issue in the United States. And Columbia University recently had an estimate that this child tax credit could cut child poverty by 45%, with the largest impacts on Latino and Black children. That's why it's really stayed in focus as something that could be extended potentially. We'll have to wait and see, but that it could really have a meaningful impact.
All right. And before we get into Congress and what's next, let's just be clear on what this current program is. It is complicated. There are these monthly payments that add up to half of the total credit these families get. How did they get the rest?
Well, they can either get the rest in a lump sum or at tax time, or they can get it now. And the thing that's been kind of funky about this is that because it's sort of weirdly complicated, there is some fear that not enough people are getting it, although many of the people are sort of automatically in the payment. So there's something that's important in here because there is, you can, non-filer families can continue to sign up to get these payments. But that's through today. And so there is a tool that's available, but it's going away after today. And I hesitate to say that there's like this deadline and we must act now, because basically you'll be able to get the other half if you file your taxes.
Yeah. Okay. And this isn't the only pandemic bill benefit that is starting to run out. Student loan payments, for instance, are scheduled to start back in January. Is there a broader signal here that enhanced government support may be starting to slow down or end?
Well, I mean, it is absolutely doing that. And I think on purpose, right? You know, we know that the pandemic relief was an emergency measure, a temporary measure. And so when we think about the student loan forbearance for federal student loans, the clock is going to start ticking again in January. But I think that there is some good news here because so many students are now going to be really focused on paying this down before the interest rates start popping up again. A lot of people are employed. And don't forget, you know, we do have a very strong labor market. Wages are increasing. I know that we're contending with higher inflation, but especially those at the lower end of the income stream seem to be keeping pace with inflation pretty well. So far, so good.
And very quickly, what could Congress do to extend this increased child care tax credit?
Well, this could possibly be extended through the Build Back Better plan. I think that there are a lot of advocates who believe that this is a very strong program, especially because it's child focused. We'll see if it makes it in the final bill. Who knows if that bill actually comes to fruition, but it is alive and well, and hopefully, I think according to economists, they'd really like to see this one get in.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst at CBS News and the host of Jill on Money. Jill, thank you as always.
Take care.